our first presentation this morning. A little bit of a departure, something new that I didn't really know about, and I think everybody will probably be surprised about this a little bit. But it's an electric drive system for the largest haul truck in the world. And Walter Kohlner is the senior director for mobile mining with Siemens. He's been involved with AC drive system applications in various industries and various functions for more than 34 years now. And he's going to co-present with Joy Mazumdar, and he is the business manager of mining trucks for Siemens. Joy has global responsibility for the truck business with an emphasis on sustainability. This year, Belaz, a Belarusian truck manufacturer, will introduce the largest haul truck in the world. It has a staggering payload of 500 tons. And their presentation will describe what went into the development of electric drive system for this monster truck and describe the sophisticated controls which will be used to safely guide this machine. How about a warm welcome for Walter and Joy? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Steve. Appreciate it to be invited here again to this excellent conference. We have been here many years. Practically, as far as I remember, we haven't left anything out. And today we have a real interesting subject, the drive system for the biggest haul truck in the world. This is going to be a co-presentation. I'm going to make the start, and then Joy is going to take over for the technical details, and we have a special pleasure here to introduce Mr. Alexander Igorov, who is the director for technical design from Belarus. He's here with us today, and if you guys want to know, you know, how such a big truck works, you know, he's the one who answers the questions. Well, you know, the first thing when we are going on a design of any magnitude, but in particular of this magnitude, is our pyramid of priority. And we have talked yesterday quite a bit about safety, and it's no different in our design of an electrical system. Safety is our top priority. And then, of course, reliability. A machine in the mining business must operate reliable. We are looking at very high reliability, availability numbers, electrically more than 98%, you know, and of course, you know, the productivity is always also on our forefront of priorities. Siemens hasn't been in the truck business for such a long time, but we still, you know, are coming up to be a strong second here. Our first electric truck was introduced in 1998. We used at that time GTO technology, and we worked with two companies, Liebherr and Hitachi, on this GTO drive equipment. You see, pretty much 2 years after our first introduction, we already introduced the trolley system. This is something that's very close to our heart. You know, the drive, more or less, electrical drive, also connected to an overhead line, to a trolley line, and we have the truck operating that we introduced in 2000 still. It's operating in Grootegeluk in South Africa. And in 2005, you know, we changed technology from GTO to IGBTs. This is also in line with what we did on our traction equipment on the locomotives, and now are producing IGBT equipment for these trucks. Again, 2007, 2 years after the introduction, we moved and we introduced the trolley system for this IGBT system. And we have built trucks from truck drive systems from sizes between 240 tons and 400 tons. This year, or last year actually, we introduced the first time a combination of the electrical drive and the mechanical spindle. And this is installed in a truck that is running in China. And of course, this year, our next big achievement is the biggest truck in the world that we are building for the electrical drive system we are building for Belaz. Just a couple of pictures. I'll go around clockwise, starting on the left upper corner. The first picture is a Chinese manufacturer called NHL. The truck is a 240 metric ton truck, and that's the truck where we have the drive system as well as the gearbox. Then, of course, we have been working with our partner Komatsu for many years very successfully together, and you see as the next unit the 960, which is 360 ton truck, short ton truck, and the 280, which is a 280 ton short ton truck. Then going down, you see a very big truck. You probably have never seen that before. That's a truck with a Chinese manufacturer, Elite, and it's a 400-ton truck. You know, these guys actually started with the biggest one in the beginning, and are now they're working their way down to smaller trucks. The one in the middle, the orange truck, is a Hitachi truck. Also, as you can see, it goes on an overhead line. This is in Lumwana, in Zambia, in Africa. And then, you know, the very last one here, you see the nice color combination of orange, blue, and white, which is the Bellas truck. At the moment, 360-ton truck, but, you know, with the new system, we are going to top that. Now, we have been sitting in this room years before, and one of the questions was, is bigger better, right? And for many years, you know, nothing has changed. You know, we had the 400-ton trucks. These were the biggest ones, and nothing has moved. Now, in the last year, we have seen some movement in the shovel drives and in the shovel systems where, you know, the biggest system was 110, 120 tons, now maybe moving up to 135 tons. But on the trucks, you know, we haven't seen anything. So still, though, you know, if you want to look at productivity, eventually you should look at a bigger machine with a bigger payload. You should look at faster speeds. You should look at a more smart, more automated system. And that will increase the productivity. Of course, you have to stay with the reliability. You can't give in on that. And, of course, you have to, you know, stay and reduce the operating costs. And if we do that, and if bigger is better, then we will have lower costs per ton, which is all our goal. So what we hope is that this system with Bellas is the first step that we have seen in a long time in the direction of a bigger unit and hopefully also a successfully bigger unit. That's our answer on the size, 500 short tons, 450 metric tons, the largest haul truck. And we don't have the ready haul truck in front of us yet. It's still being built. And, you know, we'll be very curious to see the first ready pictures. But this is a drawing. You see the height, 26 feet, length, 67 feet, width, 32 feet. Here you see a picture, you know, sort of looking through what is the drive system that's in this truck. And we have two engines, each engine 2,500 horsepower. We have two alternators driven by each of the engines. We have a single inverter and control cabinet. This cabinet has all the controls for the system in it. It has all the inverters for the, as you can see, next, the motors in it. And actually, we have four motors. Each motor drives one wheel. And I'm not quite sure if you saw from the picture above, we have eight tires, right? We have two axles, one axle in the front with four tires, one axle in the back with four tires. And then, of course, we have a braking resistor grid. So that's just the big overview. And now Joy will go to the detail of the technical.
All right. Morning, everyone. Thank you, Walter. So as you can see here, this is the initial concept we started with, or this is the first drawing we ever saw of this machine, and we said, okay, we need to make it run electrically. And the first step was, what should we do? We had a very aggressive schedule, a very accelerated plan to market, and at the same time, of course, as with all projects, we had to be price competitive. So nothing new in that. So with that background, we put up a team, and we said, okay, what options do we have? So this was the initial, our initial thought process that, okay, if I have to make electric drive, what are the major components that I have to supply? And obviously, most important are the motors and the inverters. I need to have motors which should be able to drive this machine, and I should have a control system suitable for such an application. And in conjunction with that, we needed to have a proper cooling system and, of course, a proper braking mechanism. So these were the fundamental components. And, of course, we have the alternator, which provides the electrical power. We have, as you saw from Walter's chart before, we have been doing a truck from payloads of 240 ton up to 400 ton. Now, when you talk of a 450 metric or 500 short tons, one thought process was, okay, let's put two 240-ton drives, and we are done. That was a fairly straightforward solution. However, in truck, it's also a question of real estate. I mean, you also need to fit all your equipment in a limited space. So we did go to the route. Somehow we said, no, that's probably not the most optimum. So the next step was, okay, what have we done with the larger truck? So we have a 400-ton truck, for instance. And what is it? Could we extend it to a 500-ton? But there, a limitation is always, do we have the proper power devices, the semiconductor available? A lot of this was made possible due to the advancement in the IGBT technology. And the ideas were known, but we didn't have the right devices in the market. So while we were working on the design here, our colleagues in Germany were developing the semiconductors. And finally, we reached a stage where we said, okay, I will use the concept of the 240-ton when it comes to the motors. So let's make all-wheel drive. All the four wheels will have independent motors. It'll be driven by two alternators. It'll have two engines. So that part is similar to a 2x240-ton truck. Then when it came to the control, we said, how about we use a 400-ton control system, but change out the IGBTs and replace that with a higher current devices, because end of the day, you need more current in the same footprint. And with the new IGBTs, that was possible. So we took a 400-ton inverter, merged that with a 240-ton motors and alternators, and we came up with a solution that we saw was able to drive a 500-ton truck. And of course, then we said, okay, what about the grid box? We modified the 400-ton, extended it to 500 tons. And of course, the cooling system we took from the 240-ton and put it in the front and the rear axles. So that was the concept. We said, okay, this could work. It did work on the drawing board. So then the next question was running out the actual calculations, simulations, to see what performance would we get if we did the following steps. So I'll go over each of these components, the ratings, and then I will show you the performance that we have come up with. These are some of the pictures that we got courtesy Belarus. We just got it, I think, a day before. So as you can see, this is the spindle. I mean, tells you the size of the equipment that we're talking about. And one on the left is the frame that is still being built. As I said, the truck at this time mechanically is being built. All the electrical drive system has already been built and shipped, so it's on its way to Belaz. And currently we're going through the manufacturing. And again, as we reach a stage wherein we know that this is what the truck is finally looking like, of course, we will be sharing more pictures. But this is all that we have today. So coming to the alternator. So we said, okay, we will use two alternators, 2,500 horsepower, and identical to what we have in our 240-ton drive system. It's two main windings, one auxiliary winding, and of course, we have all the monitoring. The efficiency of this alternator is 95%, and it weighs about 3.5 tons metric. The next, the wheel motors. So we use four wheel motors, again, identical to what we use in our 240-ton solution. It's a 26,000 Newton meter peak torque, and the retard is about 13,000 Newton meters. And the rest of the parameters are given up there. It weighs about, again, similar to the alternator, weighs about 3.3 tons. One important point here is this, as you see, there's a second bullet here. It says single-sided force cooling. Our larger motors, we have a cooling system, which we say it's dual-sided. That increases the cooling or increases the efficiency of the motor significantly due to the advanced cooling system. For this motor, we saw that the single-sided cooling was enough to achieve the thermal performance that we're looking for. So definitely, that was an area of concern for us to see thermally how the motor hold up, and we were pretty satisfied with the results. So the cooling system was good, and of course we have the other speed and temperature monitoring and all the usual stuff. The third is the inverter. And I should mention, all our, the complete AC truck drive platform is 1800 volts DC link. So as you saw, the motor voltage was, rated voltage was about 1350 or 1400 volts. The inverter has four inverters, dedicated inverters for each of the wheels. And these are all IGBT, and you see the rating. It's 1,500 amp, 3,300 volts. The earlier generation, or our 400-ton, they were 3,300 volts, 1,200 amps. So this is extra current, or the extra 300 amps, which made it possible to use the same inverter skid, but have the increased current for the increased torques. And I think this is one of the significant developments that helped us to go this route, and we were able to provide the solution that we have. So when you look at the inverter pictures, this looks identical to a 400-ton. The number of inverters, it's all the same. It's just that the ratings are different. It's higher current. So when for Belaz, they have now an inverter with the same footprint as their 360-ton metric truck. And I think this also helped them in their deck layout that, okay, I know my footprint for the inverter. I have the motors and the alternators. So it also helped them to design the deck appropriately. Of course, we have the retarding, and all our AC trucks, we are 100% electrical braking. I mean, almost close to zero. We do it electrically with the help of IGBT choppers. So that is the inverter, again, the inverter also weighs about 3.8 metric tons. You can see the, which is the laser pointer. Well, the one on the left, that small box you see, that's actually the IGBT module. And what we have, this is designed in Nuremberg, and what we have there is the 3.3 kV 1200 amp IGBT and the 3.3 kV 1500 amp IGBT. Physical footprint is the same. And that is what allowed us to do this job without really having to change too much of the layout in the cabinet. Of course, we needed to do some modifications. I mean, there are two alternators. A regular truck has one alternator. So, of course, we needed to have two field exciters. We needed to have extra rectifiers, right? But everything, every additional component could be fit into the existing skid we had. And that really worked out to be a very, very compact package for the payload that we're talking about. The next, of course, that's our traction control unit. This is we use this control system for all our trucks. Now, in this control system, we have, it's called Siemens Bahn Automation System. Bahn is train. I think Walter Bahn is train.
Yeah.
That's the only German I know. But it has independent control for all the four wheels, right? And that's where the question of coordination comes in. This control system has to coordinate not only the four wheels, but it has to coordinate the two alternators and the two engines. Because there will be instances where one engine is not working. There will be instances where one alternator is not working. And the control system has to take into account all those factors and make sure that we reduce the power or we reduce the torque suitably so that the truck is still able to move at a derated performance, right? So everything is done in this control system, and like all our other trucks, this is traction grade, right? Because end of the day, this is going to end up in a mine, and it has to have that robustness. And finally, the software, the control software for this truck that is designed or written by us in Alpharetta. So the unit is manufactured in Germany, and then we design or we write the control software for the truck. So everything that you see on this from the software side is an outcome from or output from our office in Alpharetta. The grid box, of course, we have. This is the box. Very, very similar to the 400 ton, but we had to extend it. This has 24 resistors. Normally, when we design our grid boxes, we have four choppers, so we'll have four banks. And depending on the power required, retard power required, you will play with the number of resistors. It'll be multiples of four. Could be 12, could be 16, could be 20, could be 24. So that gives us the modularity. Okay, if this is my retard, that's how many resistors you put. So that, in this case, of course, we had to put 24, so we had to, all our applications needed 20, so we had the length defined. We had to extend the length. It's cooled by an AC motor. Of course, I mean, I should mention every rotating equipment in our drive system is AC. We don't use DC. So in the IGBT family, so of course this is no difference, and this is controlled by a variable speed drive. Same with the main blowers. So we have two main blowers, one for the front axle for the motors, one for the rear part of the truck for the motors, and then we have a bigger main blower for the two alternators. So there are three main blowers. Regular truck would have two big ones. Here we have two smalls, one big. So again, the main blowers for the motors, it comes from the 240 ton because we are using the 240 ton motors. For the alternator, we use a bigger one to cool both the alternators. And I haven't put a picture of the subframe, Well, there you could see how the engine and alternators have been aligned. They are crisscrossed. So you have an engine, an alternator, an engine and alternator. This is not an engine and an alternator like what you would expect in a regular truck. The engine, then the alternator, then the rest. So the main blowers, of course, are again controlled by variable speed drives. And again, those are AC motors. So having put all this, this is for those of you who have worked with Siemens truck drive system. I mean, we prepare a chart like this, which shows the performance. But fundamentally, what we have seen up until now is this truck on a 10% grade with 2% rolling resistance would go at a speed of about 11 kilometers, which is six and a half miles. And during retard, you could safely go down at 30 kilometers. So that is the performance we have come up with. The maximum gradability of this truck is 18.5%. And like every other truck that Siemens builds, this is ready for trolley. Now, will it go on trolley? That's a different discussion. But this is the control software is built. Depending on the availability of the infrastructure, yes, this could go on trolley as well. Again, as I just said, this is the traction curve, and just shows you all the parameters. Of course, in the braking, we have a short time braking of close to six megawatts. That's a short time, and the regular rating is 5.3 megawatts. And driven with two diesel engines and the rest of the stuff. And the gear ratio is 29.5, which gives us 18.5%. And again, how to increase the gradability? Well, of course, a lot of ways to do it. One would be change the gear ratio. But fundamentally, this is what we have today. This is the first prototype. We have shipped all the parts, and now we are just waiting for the truck to get assembled. Finally, some of the operational features. As I said, we do 100% electrical braking. This truck, you can start it on a grade. It won't roll back because that won't be fun, having 500 tons. We have the slip slide control, which means we control the wheels independently so that there's no slipping, or while going down, there's no wheel jam. You have cruise control. And as I mentioned before, you have a limping mode wherein there's a inverter or a motor failure, which means the load has to be shared by the other units, or you have to do some derating because the system is only operating with one engine instead of two engines. So there are numerous combinations possible. One engine, one alternator, two engines, but less traction, only the rears are working, the front's not working. I don't know how many combinations, but we have taken into account all those things and built that into the software. Finally, so this is what we have, and finally I will go to the summary slide before I invite Mr. Yurov to say a few words about this really great project. We are very happy that we could build or offer a drive system for the world's largest truck at this time as we speak. I mean, this truck has been covered by the media outside of the U.S., so thank you, Steve, for bringing this here. I mean, this was something good. We showed our thought process. We could put two 240s, or you could put something from the scratch, or you could use or leverage what you have and come up with the optimum solution. Walter mentioned about the shovel payloads. Yes, of course, it helps to go bigger in the payloads because that significantly reduces your cost. I mean, while I was talking, if you are loading this truck in five passes, and if you're able to do that with four passes, I mean, that exactly shows you what the benefits could be. And is bigger better? Of course, yes, if it's possible to do it. What's the next size? I don't know, but at least I'm waiting to see the 500 ton in the mine, and we will see. It's a long road from here. Once it's in the mine, we'll have to exactly see how it performs, and then we have to do all the optimizations. And finally, we definitely look forward to take the next big step. So that is that's always our goal. Next step. With that, I think I would like to conclude the talk. And Mr. Igorov, if you could come and say a few words.
Yeah. Also, if you have any questions,
questions
on this. On this system, I think Mr. Igorov can field the question.
Yeah. Okay. What's the decision to use a dual configuration setup on the front axle, two wheels on each side? Was that driven by lack of available tires to maintain a single?
The reason is to increase payload.
Yeah, but was it because there's no single tire available in a suitable size?
For that truck, used the biggest size of existence tires.
Okay, so that's the first part of the question. The second part, I'm an excavator guy, not a shovel guy, but my understanding is that with electric trucks, I'm watching you, Steve, don't worry. With electric trucks, one of the big advantages is increased speed, downhill loaded. If that's the case, what happens when you're on a downhill, 30, 35 kilometers an hour, on a left-hand bend, and one of the left-hand tires blows?
Vidas has complete solutions regarding the safety, and there is systems which will be prevent these damages, and truck will be stopped in this case. The steering system will keep the truck on the way. On the way without any possibility to lose control of the truck.
Okay, my real concern was that you've now got all the weight transferring onto one tire, which has only got half the carrying capacity of the two tires. So it was really a safety concern. It's just an obvious observation.
Our truck will continue his moving using rest wheels. A truck can continue his move using just three wheels. It's enough to continue moving.
I would think, if you have a truck where the front tire blows now, yeah, you will be worse off because you have at least two tires in front here. So if one blows, you still have the second one, right? So I think, just from the safety aspect, this may be, better than, just a normal truck with six tires. Yeah, I think I understand what you mean. But if you have a truck right now with six tires, what do you say then, right? You have nothing left, right? So I mean, there is some limit.
Dr. Grant.
Yeah. One question is, what's the net to tire ratio on the product? That's the net to tire, so the payload divided by the empty weight. You normally look at that ratio, net to tear.
Okay, the payload is 450 metric ton. What is the weight of the truck?
360 ton.
Is the weight, the empty weight, 360?
Empty?
360 metric.
То есть полное 810 метрических тонн.
How weight is 810 metric.
Where will the first truck operate? At the Elga complex? Is it going into coal, Mechel?
Belas expects its first truck will operate in Kuzbass area, Russia, Siberia.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Thank you.